This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tuesday, 1 o'clock, OAR playing means we're going to New York City to talk to the dog, Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate. What's up, man? How are you?
What's happening, my friends? How are you?
We're good, brother.
We are good, dude. We are good. A lot going on in the sports world all over. We'll get to some hockey because the Caps have a big one tonight against Montreal. The biggest news out of Washington so far for the Commanders is that they hired David Blau to be their new offensive coordinator. I think, if I recall, you liked, I think your reaction on social media was positive. Where are you at on the Blau hire?
Yeah, my general feeling towards it is I like when teams take a swing at young, up-and-coming coordinators and keep them in the building. We see that graphic every single time we play of all the coordinators under Shanahan who went on to be head coaches elsewhere. And we finally kept our young, you know, hotshot coordinator in the building. I know he's never called plays before, but you got to start somewhere, right? So, you know, if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, I'm glad we gave it a try. You know, it won't be the last coordinator that we promote in-house. So, you know, I like the idea of going young. I like the idea of keeping consistency with Jaden while also, you know, trying out something new. I don't see a ton of downside to it.
Do you think the keeping to the consistency with Jaden was the thing that kind of made this happen even quicker?
Yeah, you would think so. And the Lions putting in a call to want to interview him probably helped him as well, you know, stay in Washington. But, yeah, you don't want a ton of turnover with a young quarterback. It seems like if Jaden didn't like him, they wouldn't have kept him. Jaden likes him. You have to kind of pander your hotshot franchise quarterback, and I'm absolutely fine with that. But he also, you know, he's not a retread. I've used that word a lot on this show. I don't like 57-year-old coaches who have coached at every single team in the league, and, you know, they become a head coach, they stink, they become a coordinator, they're okay, they get another head coaching job, they stink again, and round it goes, and they're in the league for life, and next thing you know, you have a 64-year-old coordinator. I don't want that. I like that he's 30. It kind of makes me sick that he was born in 1995, but that's fine. And if he works out, that's just wonderful for us, and if it doesn't, I'm still glad that they gave it a try.
I tend to agree with you, man. I know Blau a little bit. He's a soft-spoken, kind of reserved guy, but he's also a super creative offensive mind, and I think the relationship with Jaden helps give him some continuity. I think there are a lot more changes coming to this coaching staff. You got to wonder what happens with tight ends coach David Rye. You got to wonder what happens with Brian Johnson, two guys that interviewed for the OC job, didn't get it. I think keeping Anthony Lynn and his experience and his mind is really important with a young guy like Blau. What do you think on the defensive side of the football? You know, this Brian Flores news today has folks excited. Minnesota seems very confident they're going to keep him as their D coordinator unless he gets a head coaching job. There's been a lot of other names thrown around. What do you think on the DC side?
Yeah, if we can get Brian Flores, and I know a lot of people on social media right now are saying, write him the biggest check possible to be a DC. It's a lateral move, but if you get paid more, you know, how lateral is that? I would love if he came to Washington. He should be a head coach anywhere in the league. He's a fantastic coach, fantastic mind. Players love him. He turns bad players into good players. He turns what should be a bad defense into great defenses. Obviously, that's just the home run hire that you have to hope for. Do I see it happening? I don't know. Minnesota seems, as you just said, they seem pretty comfortable that they're going to keep him. I don't know why he wouldn't be a head coach somewhere. It seems like he should be a head coach anywhere. But if we can get him, that would be best possible scenario. The only question is, does Dan Quinn, a quote-unquote defensive coach, want a better defensive coach coaching under him? Because Flores, I mean, I like Dan Quinn. Flores does laps around Dan Quinn when it comes to being a defensive mind. So we'll see what happens there.
Do you think if they bring in Brian Flores, you don't think Dan Quinn has something to do with it?
I think he does. Yeah,
no, of course he does. I would love that. I would love if Dan
Quinn. So if he wants to talk to him, I don't think he's concerned about it. I think he see where he's at and he wants to get better. And you get better by having better coaches around you.
And you know what? That would be wonderful. I'm not overly optimistic about it, but that would be wonderful. I would love to have a better defensive mind in that building. We saw this year, we definitely need it.
I think it's hard to imagine a scenario where Flores leaves Minnesota for another DC job. But I don't think, you know, necessarily Washington would be the worst place. If there's some pieces he likes that maybe he thought were underutilized and they give him a bunch of cash and he gets to come here with Jaden. I think Jay Gruden's a really good offensive mind, right? When he was running the Skins, he tended to hire underqualified defensive coordinators. And I think a lot of that was because the way Dan and Bruce ran the operation, Jay knew he could get fired at any moment. If there was somebody else in the building that could take his job, they would go to him, right?
Yep.
And I think that gave Jay real pause to hire. Like, I mean, you can go back to like the Wade Phillips thing, right? I think DQ runs the building differently. Honestly, I think if Dan Quinn was scared about getting fired, he wouldn't have rolled the dice with David Blough. I think if he was scared about getting fired, you hire some established offensive coordinator that you know what kind of system he's going to run and you know it's going to be under center more, like the things you're looking for. I think it's a self-preservation league and that's what everybody's focused on, but I think DQ operates from a place where winning is the top priority, and he's not scared to bring other big names or former head coaches or big name DCs in. Honestly.
Yeah, I hope you're right on that. Yeah, for sure.
Defensively, I think the needs are so heavy on the personnel side that I just want to see them be aggressive in free agency for young guys coming off rookie deals. Just looking at Philly, Reed Blankenship is a guy that's coming off a rookie deal. Mm-hmm. And all the money Philly's got to spend, and somehow Philly figures out ways to pay everybody. But, like, Blankenship is a really hard-hitting safety that tends to be in the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. and he's 26, and he'll probably hit free agency. You know what I mean? Like, those are the types of dudes I'm at least – that's just one of 100 examples, but that's where I'm looking.
See, this is where I'm at with that, though. The average age of their team was 26.45 years old? And getting guys at 26 and 27, you're already keeping your age where you were. They got to find some guys that are 22, 23.
That you're only getting in the draft.
You get that in the draft, but like you know, it's guys that other teams are going to release too that may just fit what you need. And I think, like you were stating earlier about you thought that the offensive line coach, I think you get a defense coordinator who comes in and gives an idea to Adam and Dan about what I need to run this this defense. Then you go after players like that. Because if like Nate said, Brian Flores make bad players play good. If that's the case, it's going to be a 23, 24-year-old that get released that he could probably do that for then.
I'm with that. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Nate, what'd you think just of the games over the weekend? It was such an awesome, wild NFL first playoff weekend.
Yeah, it was very good football for the most part. Very exciting games for the most part. Last night was kind of a stinker. The Steelers, Mike Tomlin, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. It kind of breaks my heart for them. But besides that, the Patriots, they kind of struggled more than I thought they would, but the Chargers looked ugly. The Niners-Eagles game, the Eagles, what a fall from grace. Really brought a tear to my eye to see them struggle so mightily on the national stage in the playoffs. We all knew that, the offense is anemic, and they were just horrific. That offense is one of the most boring, bad offenses I think we'll ever see. But the first games, the Rams-Panthers, I loved it. I was rooting hard for Bryce Young at the end of the game there. I've always been a Bryce Young fan. I thought, he has always had moments during his career where you think he might take the next step. It just stinks that he's, 5'4" and he might never be able to do it. The Bears,
he's taller
game,
than you, Nate.
I wouldn't mind seeing those two.
He's taller than Nate. I stood next to both of them. He's taller than
Nate. I'm 5'11", 6 foot, depending on what
you're
season
not. You're 5'11", 6 foot with some 8-inch heels on.
You would like that.
nah, Jeff might, not me.
the Bears-Packers game, I've never been a Caleb hater because Bears fans have always come so hard at Commanders fans, and we're like, we don't care about you guys. So I've never been a Caleb hater. He threw some absolute dimes, some dots to win that game. Packers, just terrible coaching. They had the game won, just couldn't coach their way out of a paper bag at the end of the game there, allowing the Bears to come back and win. Just a very exciting game. That was just great football. And then the Jaguars really, really broke my heart there. I don't care for the Bills. I never have. I really like the Jags. I've always liked Trevor Lawrence and Etienne. So I was rooting hard for them. Fell short. But yeah, really, really, really good games all weekend.
They were.
Looking ahead, any upsets you like looking at this weekend? Any road teams you think can win?
Speaking of the Bills, I don't want to count out Josh Allen, going into Denver. Denver's defense, as we know, is great, but I'm not ready to say that the Broncos are a sure thing. I also think we all kind of slept on the Broncos all season. Just, they just find their way into just being the best team in football. And, maybe it's our East Coast bias and we just focus on, the teams that we see right in front of our eyes. But no, the Broncos, it could just be my bias, but I'm not completely sold on them. And then I think just a great game is going to be Niners-Seahawks. I love Christian McCaffrey. I think, they kind of created a position for him so he can make all pro every year. They just call him like offensive dynamite guy and they just give him all pro every single season. And, I'm never going to count out the Niners as long as he's getting the ball, 20, 30 times a game.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The first weekend of the NFL playoffs were so damn good that, going forward, I really like Houston going to New England.
Houston to me is the wild card. If that defense can get if that defense can get to your quarterback and disrupt your offense, you got problems. And I think the thing about Stroud last night, I don't think he has that type of game again. But that running game.
We know their defense is good. Stroud was very bad last night.
He was bad last night. I mean,
yeah.
But that running game, they're good.
Yeah, I have no read on that game whatsoever because, if Stroud can play an average game, they can go into New England and win because their defense is so good. Drake May, all season, he proved everybody wrong, whoever had doubts for him. So if he goes out and plays a good game, which I don't think he did opening round, if he just plays slightly better, the Patriots should win at home on Sunday. But, you're right. I have no read on that game whatsoever. I think people all love the under in it, but besides that, I have no idea what might happen.
Me either, man. That's what makes it so fun, right? Like,
yeah.
The NFL is always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Always just so wide open. I wanted to make sure we made time for this because I know they play tonight. Caps have been scuffling, dude. I think they're like 4-5-1 over their last 10. They lost in Nashville in their last game. Big one tonight against Montreal. I feel like their games against Montreal often are kind of nuts. If the playoffs started today, I do think Washington's in. Either they're tied with Philly for the third spot in the Metro, and they'd be in that hunt for the wild card. But, like, how are we feeling about the Caps? Injuries have started to be an issue. Big game tonight.
Yeah, the injuries have been a huge issue. Just did a stretch without Protas and Tom Wilson. Protas is back. Wilson is still on the IR. Chychrun is now he's sick. He's been sick for a few days now. And, you know, it's really hard to play and compete night after night on this condensed schedule without your best scorers and your best players. And going for a while without Tom Wilson, Protas, and now Chychrun, it's tough. And Sordiff also, our stud rookie, is now day-to-day. You know, he's not playing tonight. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot for the Caps. 23-17-6, third in the Metro. We've said it all year that this team, when they're at their best, is very good. They have not been consistent whatsoever for the last couple months. Am I worried? It's getting there. It's definitely getting there. The power play is still not great. The penalty kill is not great. We have the 28th ranked power play and 27th ranked penalty kill. That's not how you win Stanley Cups. But you win Stanley Cups by stringing together, what was that, 7 straight wins a few weeks ago. So it comes and goes with this team. It's not a very consistent team. I think a lot of people are beginning to say it's time to make a move, time to make a big trade, a big swing, and go for it. They might. I don't know. The deadline isn't for about a month and a half, so a lot can happen between now and then. No, they got to get it together. I'll say that. They got to get it together.
In your opinion, is LT playing this year like he did last year?
Yeah, LT is the reason that this team will make the playoffs. He's an all-world goaltender. He should be starting for Team Canada at the Olympics. Right now, Bennington is penciled in as the starter. The guy's a nut job and not a very good goalie this season whatsoever. So hopefully LT does get the nod for Canada. And, yeah, he stands on his head every single game and keeps his team in the game every single game. You know, when people in front of him aren't doing anything, which we've seen a few too many times recently, Logan back there just doing everything he can to keep this team afloat.
It's been an interesting time for the Caps. Do you think this Olympic break, now granted it's like 2-3 weeks out still, you think that's going to help them getting some time off?
Health-wise,
health-wise, but like...
For sure. I think it's silly to think that, you know, a two-week break for everybody but Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson won't be beneficial. Now, of course, every team in the league gets this break, so it's not like we're getting an advantage. But I don't see why it wouldn't, you know, help a guy like Ovi who, you know, his legs are probably just barking at him every single game. This guy, sure. This guy's old. You know, he's older than you, B-Mitch, so... Hopefully this break, you know, they can rest, they can go to Cancun, drink a few cocktails on the beach, come back, refocus, and really make a run at the end of the regular season here.
And if us three ran a race, Nate would be last.
He might be me.
Come on, B-Mitch. Well, JP would be huffing and puffing.
No. Me, you, and Ovi. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about JP. You would be last.
JP would be so far back, B. Mitch. Whew.
I can run. Yeah. I can still run. It depends if we're going for speed or distance.
We're going speed.
Speed, yeah. I got no. I mean, you're going to smoke Eric and I.
That's what I'm saying. Eric would be last. He's trying to call people old.
What are we talking speed? Last. Like a 50-meter race?
Whatever you choose. 50
I, don't
meters.
I don't think Nate Dogg has any speed. Do you have any speed, Eric?
When it's combine season, we'll do a parking lot 40, and we'll see what our 40 times are.
I'll probably rip my hamstring trying to sprint is my
nah,
guess.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
No. Nate won't have a problem. That slow would never pull a hamstring.
Smoke you. I will absolutely smoke you.
I did want to give you a second because you came out in strong support of the woman that just said to Liam Cohen, like, hey, you know, keep your head up. It was a good season. And I know you love yelling at Big J journalists, so I'll give you the platform quickly.
Yeah, it was all just so goofy. It was a 19-second interaction that nobody cared about besides the Big J journalist who made it seem like a nuclear bomb was dropping on their profession. Nobody cared besides them. And it's all context, right? Like, she's just like a nice lady in the Jacksonville community for the last 20 years. It's not, you know, like, she can say that because of who she is and her, you know, her dedication to serving the community. And then everybody, not everybody, the dorks of the world made it seem like she just committed a felony and should be, you know, just like in jail for it. It was insane, the reaction. Everybody gets what a journalist or beat reporter's job is to get insight from the coaches and players after the game. Unfortunately, asking what went wrong seven different ways does nothing for 95% of people watching them. So it was kind of refreshing just to see her be like, hey, coach, keep your chin up. Thanks for everything you've done for Duval. And that you might have thought that it was the end of the world when she said that. So every dork out there who hated it is just the dumbest person I've ever met.
And she said it right. She said Duval. She didn't say Duval like he did.
Yeah.
She up. But, you know, I listened to it last night. I know a lot of people had a lot of opinions. And I'm just saying, what's wrong with somebody being nice every once in a while in this day
and
age?
It was 19 seconds.
Why do you have to poop on everybody when they down?
Because journalists, they went to journalism school, and they're very, very important. These beat reporters are very, very important.
So those who think she was unprofessional, but that's your decision.
Right.
That was her decision.
I also don't care. Like, I think this whole thing has been far too big of a deal. So yeah. I agree with you there, Nate Dogg. All right, dude, we're going to run. Thank you.
All right, well, don't run. You can't do that, but have a good day.
I can run, jerk. Nobody more annoying on the planet.
You just figured that out?
When we come back,
God.
We got some news out of Los Angeles. Something kind of interesting. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.